Hello.
Hello, my name is Michael from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events. So are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Just a moment. And are you registered for Democrat, Republican, or something else?
For Democrat.
Thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I will vote.
So, certain to vote?
I'm sorry?
Certain to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And would you please tell me your age?
42.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Oh. That's a hard question to answer. That's a hard question to answer.
Okay, not a problem. And thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I haven't made my decision yet.
Okay, not a problem. And now I'd like to ask you I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion or of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. So the first one is Kamala Harris. Favorable or unfavorable?
I couldn't answer that right now, to be honest with you.
Would you say a little bit of both?
I do know who she is. Yeah. So.
Okay. Next, Donald Trump. Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Yeah, very.
Next, MAGA Republicans in general.
I'm sorry, who?
MAGA, Make America Great Again, Republicans.
Oh, that's very unfavorable.
Okay, very unfavorable. Next is Darren Soto.
Unfavorable. Could be.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Next is Thomas Shalifo.
I don't know who that is.
Next, Ron DeSantis.
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Next, Project 2025.
Is that for the, deforestation?
I just have the name, the Project 2025.
The
one
sure
posted by Donald Trump, I think.
No. Okay, I'm not sure what that is. I don't know.
No problem. Next, Joe Biden.
He needs to let it go.
So would you say unfavorable?
Poor Joe Biden. He's unfavorable just because he needs to be home relaxing already.
Okay, so would you say somewhat unfavorable?
Yes, somewhat.
and Democrats in Congress in general?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, just a moment. And thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman for this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you'll vote for?
Kamala.
Thank you. And if the election for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mercastle Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
To be honest with you, I'm not sure who they are, so I wouldn't be able to make an educated decision.
Okay. And if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Shelfo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Also neither.
Okay, no problem. And which one would you lean toward to vote this time? Not sure, but just lean to vote.
I guess Darren, just because he's there already, but okay. There's a lot of things that he could improve of.
Okay, and thank you for your time. We're almost done. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, or delay or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or a guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Based on what you're telling me, I would obviously need to do a little bit more research, but I do think that the church, with politics, the church should be separated from the state. Mm-hmm. And nobody should tell another person what they can and cannot do with their body. So I do support for people having an abortion, having the option to have an abortion without the government interfering with that.
So would you vote yes to support the amendment or no?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Correct.
Just to make sure, yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to read two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one is Darren Soto. He's the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver the Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. And the second choice is Colonel Thomas Shalifo is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Shalifo will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants. fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Shalifov will take his experience as a small business and multi-million-dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. So if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Shalifov and the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren.
Thank you. And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? I will read a list, and you tell me the option, the most important option to you. Number one, ending the gun violence epidemic. Two, making healthcare affordable for working families. Three, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida. Four, protecting abortion rights. Five, making owning a home more affordable. Six, securing our border. Seven, tackling crime and improving public safety. Eight, protecting Social Security and Medicare. Nine, bringing down rent prices. 10, promoting traditional values in schools. 11, lowering inflation and gas prices. 12, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida. Or 13, lowering grocery prices. The most important to you?
What was 11, you said?
11 was lowering inflation and gas prices. Or another one you have in mind?
Yeah, 11 would be, everything's here so expensive here in Florida for no reason.
Okay. And which is the next most important issue after the 11th? I can read the options again if you want. Or something you have in mind, like lowering grocery prices or protecting abortion rights, making owning a home more affordable, securing our border, something related to Medicare.
Yeah, I would say abortion.
Okay, just a moment. Protecting abortion rights. Okay, now let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. Will it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or will it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. This is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, or has no effect.
Someone convincing.
Okay, next, Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Very convincing.
Next, Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. This is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Next, Thomas Shalifov will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize America's citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Shalifov will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness. This is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
Next, Thomas Shalipo will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. This is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
And Thomas Shalipo is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. This is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
Thank you, and we're almost done. Now that you have heard all this a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Shalipo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
Thank you. Now let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this will cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or will it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Darren
how much
Soto,
longer is this? Sorry.
It's just a few of these statements, and then we're done.
Oh, my Lord. I'm not a political person, and it's just like it's a lot of questions like back to back. So is there a way that we can like hurry this up, or we can just count it for the night?
We're at the 78% of the survey, so just a little bit of more, maybe two or three more minutes. I can read a little bit faster. And you can just tell me if this has serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect on you.
I'm just not a Republican, and a lot of the Republicans and a lot of the politicals, it's just political stuff, you know? Like, once they get into power, they really don't know what the heck is going on, so they just make these promises, and they don't, as some of them don't have the power to be able to make those decisions and make those promises come true, because it just doesn't get anywhere. You get what I'm saying? So it's just, this is okay. So, all right, let's hurry it up, because I'm already
okay. Thank you. So the first one is Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocketing and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. To you, this is serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
Shalipo called for a, quote, complete overhaul of the existing healthcare system, the Affordable Care Act, which will roll back healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. Serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
As chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Shalipo voted to give himself a 3.8% pay rise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families. Serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
And Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress. Serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Some doubt.
Next, MEGA landlord Thomas Shalipo went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has tied up the courts pursuing a host of a small claim suits. So to you, this is serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
And Thomas Shalipo personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office. serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
And now that you have heard some of this information a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Schalifield, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
And now this is just some additional question. What is your primary source for national and political news? Your cable news network, your local newspaper, talk radio, Orlando Sentinel, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Mega TV, social media apps, or other?
Social media apps.
Thank you. And from which app or service would you say you get most of your news? From WhatsApp, YouTube, Twitter, Truth Social, Facebook, or another one?
Facebook.
Thank you. And what Spanish language news sources, if any, do you use on a regular basis?
I listen to the radio, but I listen to different radio stations.
Okay. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
I don't think I voted in 2020.
Okay. And just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. And what was the last grade of degree or degree you completed in school?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. Just a moment. Here it is. And do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
2.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
That's also a hard one to answer. I am not a liberal,
mm-hmm.
But I'm also not a
conservative.
I'm sorry. I'm also not a conservative.
So would you say you're a moderate? Is something in the middle?
Yes, something in the middle.
Thank you. And as you know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. To what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestry?
Venezuela.
Thank you. Just a moment. Here. And when communicating with people in your household, do you speak only Spanish, more Spanish than English, an even mix of both, more English than Spanish, or only English?
More English than Spanish.
Okay, so this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for all your time, and thank you for your participation.
Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Have a nice day.